Today is Tuesday, July 20th, and you're listening to the Morning Announcements presented by Betches Media. I'm Sammy Sage. The Dow fell 700 points yesterday in its worst one-day decline in 2021. Oil prices also fell 7% as investors grow increasingly anxious over the rise in COVID cases and its potential to derail the economic recovery. I mean, same. This comes as markets have been showing signs of increased concerns about their recovery. You know, if only we had some sort of magical scientific breakthrough that could stop the virus from affecting the markets. Yesterday, the Biden administration formally accused the Chinese government of hacking into Microsoft email systems, which are used by many of the world's largest companies, governments, and military contractors. The U.S. specifically accused China of paying criminal groups to conduct large-scale hackings, including ransomware attacks and extorting companies for millions of dollars. All the members of NATO and the European Union joined the United States in condemning the attacks, which is significant because many of these countries have been reluctant to aggressively criticize China in the past. Earlier this week, a bombshell report conducted by 17 media organizations revealed that military-grade spyware was used to hack the smartphones of dozens of journalists and activists in a number of countries. The software, which is called Pegasus, was created by an Israeli firm called the NSO Group to allow military and intelligence agencies to track terrorists. However, the report shows that it was frequently used by leaders with problematic human rights records to persecute enemies. For instance, the report found successful hacks of 37 smartphones belonging to journalists, human rights activists, business executives, and two women who were close to the murdered Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The first Capitol rioter who was involved in the January 6th attack has been sentenced. Florida man Paul Hodgkins will serve 8 months in federal prison with 2 years of supervised release. Last month, he pleaded guilty to a single count of obstructing an official proceeding for his act of carrying a Trump 2020 flag into the Senate chamber. In court yesterday, Hodgkins said that he was truly remorseful and regretful for his actions. He added, "I say this not because I face consequence, but because of the damage that day's incident caused, the way this country that I love has been hurt." Yesterday, Haitian officials announced a new prime minister in an attempt to resolve the leadership struggle in the wake of the assassination of President Jovenel Moïse. The prime minister who took control immediately following the assassination, Claude Joseph, will be stepping down, and he will be replaced by Ariel Henry, a neurosurgeon who had been appointed to the position by President Moïse shortly before he was killed. This change comes after calls from foreign powers, including the U.S., were pushing for a unity government among the various figures who were claiming leadership of Haiti, before they will eventually hold free and fair elections down the road, or so we hope. As such, Claude Joseph is expected to become the foreign minister in the new Prime Minister Henry's cabinet. Let's hope that Haiti has better luck with putting a neurosurgeon in the executive branch than we did. And yes, that is a reference to Ben Carson. And lastly, news broke yesterday that Prince Harry is publishing a memoir that will be released in late 2022. His publisher, Penguin Random House, said that proceeds from the book will be donated to charity. In a statement from Harry yesterday, he said, "I'm writing this not as the prince I was born, but as the man I have become." Which totally sounds like it should have been the tagline for the movie The Prince and Me. Thank you for listening to the Morning Announcements. If you're enjoying these daily updates, you can help support this show and keep it growing by pressing follow on your Spotify and or rating, reviewing, and subscribing on iTunes. And of course, I really appreciate all of your support and feedback. For more in-depth and hilarious discussion on today's most important issues, be sure to tune in to the Betches Up podcast every Monday through Friday, wherever you listen to podcasts. Until tomorrow, I'm Sammy Sage, and now you know what the fuck is going on.
Betches.